Every team has matchup challenges. What's the biggest thing that Kopitar presents for your group?
Really prototypical two-way player. Big numbers like Blake's numbers. But has been kind of their leader in how they play the game. He doesn't cheat the puck. He's not coming out to see how many scores. It's just about winning hockey games. So when the puck's in his end of the ice, he's down there grinding. For such a big man, if he gets beside you, you're already in trouble. He moves really well, but he's powerful with that. And just a real good balance between a hard direct game and really fine finesse in his game as well, but he will always kind of lead to that grinding game. So he's an LA King style player, and he leads that way. They all play that kind of game. They can make plays, but the first thing is, can they drive it to you? Can they drive it to your net? And he leads that game.
Big picture, how's your group handled this homestand? I know obviously being at home for that long has its benefits, but it also has some challenges too, doesn't it?
Yeah, I liked our first three in that, so it was Colorado on their first tour in with Vegas and Tampa. At that time, Colorado was sitting fourth in offense, and we had one and two come in on that, and I liked their defensive game an awful lot. I thought we handled their offensive part. Then we've had a block of teams that pretty desperate in their game, either just holding on to playoff spots or just on the outside looking in. The St. Louis game, we didn't care for at all. Our Ranger game was better than the results suggest, and coming off the St. Louis game, we weren't overly excited about it, but overall pretty good.
Los Angeles played last night in Chicago and looked pretty dominant at times in that game. You've had some experience recently playing teams coming in off a back-to-back, St. Louis being one example you talked about, so expecting to see their best again.
It was almost that same kind of thing. St. Louis ran their whole bench the night before because they had a big lead. Last night it was not a physical game for them. And those two teams, St. Louis and L.A., are veteran groups. Those guys weather the back-to-backs. You know, I think the Western Conference teams that go back-to-back out here, that was a short flight for what they're used to. It's a pretty simple game. And they are really detailed in – that's not the right word – they have so much experience in playing their game, they're not going to come out off, right? They play the same game as there is. Simple is not a fair word either, but they play as defined a game consistently night after night, and they have always been a great defensive team, so they will always have that to rely on.
Just a question on circumstances such as exist right now where you guys are home, the Moose are home. Is there any thought when you have a situation like that to guys like Eric Comrie, Tucker Pullman, who obviously aren't seeing much action, of sending them down even for a day to get a game in, or is that not?
No, because the other two goaltenders are injured. He's our backup here right now, and we need him healthy for sure. We have discussed Tucker Pullman doing that. We looked at possibly either yesterday or tomorrow being more of a sensible option. Everybody's got some nicks and bruises, so you kind of wait to see how we come out of the first game, how sore everybody is. But yes is the answer, and we'd like to see that happen.
And just one more from me, but are you confident that Adam Lowry will be back in this lineup before the regular season is complete?
Yeah, I expect him early March. No, but he will be, I think, this week. I think this is, then it's a skate. I think Truba's, Tanev's back bumping today, so maybe a week. He doesn't play back-to-back for sure. But Nashville, we would be fairly confident that we'll see him there. Lowry is ahead of Truba. There's a two-week window kind of starting in March. They may be both back by the middle of March, maybe the third week for Truba. Those ones just take a little bit longer, Adam will be fine.
So they can be on that Eastern trip?
We will have both of them on that trip.
Ken spoke a little bit to forward matchups, and Los Angeles is obviously very deep on the back end too. Do you give any thought matchups-wise to keeping folks away from Doughty at all, or do you more focus on the forward matchups?
It would really depend on the score of the game, right? So we've run our top end against their top end. With Adam out, we've kind of gone away from a bit of a checking line playing against their top. We've run Scheif there. Dowdy's going to play him behind Kopitar tonight and against Scheif. And if we like what we're seeing, we'll leave it. And if we don't, we'll change it.
And just one question on the power play. A few games ago, you mentioned that the first unit setup was originally meant to include some rotation between those right-handed shooters. And it seems to me maybe once or twice, just in moments since then, I've seen line A in what I would call the Buffalin spot, and there's been some movement. Is there been an increased focus on that kind of rotation, or would that have just been a one-off sort of moment?
We're letting that be organic, if that's for whatever they get to. There's Patty's got his spot that he likes, and we like him there. Why wouldn't you? Mark scores from the slot. That's good. Buff's up top, and Blake's had great success there. But the idea would be that the power play doesn't shut down if they get into different spots. And you, depending on a bunch of different things on how they defend, you might, your starting point, well, hey, tonight let's switch this at the start. But we haven't made any adjustments to it. We haven't said that our original set will look like this. But if any of them get in any other spot, it doesn't change what they do.
Paul, I know that you've said that you worry about the trees and not the forest, but how much do you chime in, I guess, with Evan or give your opinion on certain players that maybe he's looking at? Obviously, your familiarity with, you have a great familiarity with a number
of players. Right, and if we don't, we'll go and find it. We'll watch video on players and then give your opinion on how they fit, where they fit in more than one look. Right, because you have to, what happens if the guy really takes off or if a guy doesn't quite do what you think he might be able to do? What does your defense pairings look like or what do your forward group look like? So we would give that input.
What's the challenge of potentially bringing in guys at this point of the season and at this, I guess, with
just having them fit? You know, if you've run different systems, you've got to, especially if the player's younger, there's a learning curve to how you, to the systems that you play, and then also certainly the style that you play. That's the big challenge, making them comfortable. That part I'm not worried about. We've got a real good mix in our room of very intense people, kind of more relaxed people. So whatever the personality is, they can find a place to hang out.
Is that something that you weigh a lot of how they might fit in the room? I know that Blake spoke about how this sees this as being a tight-knit group.
Sure. So everybody, the one thing that's changed over the years is free agency, social media, cell phones, and easy flight travel. Just look at the warm-ups in the NHL. You got four guys talking to four guys on the other team. They either played at the World Junior with them. They're from fairly close to their hometown. There's John Ferguson senior rules no longer apply between teams. So you can find out if you need to, just in general, how a player's fit in the room, personality, things like that.
Teams in your position will typically add at this time of year. Should fans think that's automatic, or might this be a different situation?
I don't think it's automatic. I do think the league has changed, right? I do think with all these young players coming in and playing important roles for a team like us that is still quite young, we also want them to play, right? So balancing what you would do, what you need, when you're still learning about what some of these young guys can accomplish. My sense is, and you never know, but there won't be nearly as much movement this year as I think we've seen in the past. That those trade deadline shows may be very difficult to grind through for the people watching too. I think I've been on one of those. That's a long day when there's nothing going on, but it doesn't seem to have been a whole lot of talk like we've had in the past. There doesn't seem to be the same kind of urgency. The teams that are in the playoffs aren't necessarily unloading their players either. We'll see.